Heading to Minnesota this morning because Minnesota is set to give school resource officers clearer authority to use force. Here to tell us more is Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Kayla. Yeah, it was an overwhelming approval in Minnesota's Democrat-controlled House to exempt school resource officers from a ban that was implemented recently that said, look, teachers, school staff, SROs, they cannot put their hands on students. They cannot touch students. They cannot put students in prone positions for discipline. And we're not talking about to enforce school rules. We're talking about kids who we see on the YouTubes all the time, attacking others, attacking teachers, with weapons, with drugs, things like that. And so basically to enforce law violations. What happened was when the Democratic-controlled legislature and the Democrat governor, they got power in 2022, and so they started implementing tons of laws, and one of them was this law. It led to dozens of police departments across the state, at least 40 agencies, to say we're done, we're packing up, we're not touching this.
Wow.
Out of your school, because they said that it's policies that put officers assigned to schools in danger, and so that they couldn't properly do their jobs. Republicans say the reversal will keep schools and students safe and give some parents some peace of mind. So nothing is in stone just yet. Minnesota's Democrat-controlled Senate is now considering a similar bill, not the same one, a similar one. So we'll see what the language looks like. And then it's got to go to the governor for a signature.
So does this have bipartisan support to kind of ease or lift this ban?
It does. Yeah, it was an overwhelming vote. And I don't know what the number was. I think it was, 126 yays and maybe 8 nays, something like that, in the House, the state House. So there's a lot of pressure, and parents are fed up. And I know that the police jurisdictions, they're fed up as well, as state polling shows that school safety has gotten worse since these bans were originally implemented, and you know, teens are now less likely to get arrested for offenses, law-breaking offenses in school.
Well, I can't wait to see how this all plays out and if, in fact, the governor does end up signing this into law, to see if it kind of trickles into other states. And Jeff, I'm putting you on the spot. Do we know if other states have similar bans about police officers and what have you not being able to, quote, touch students if there's been an altercation or a fight or anything like that? Do we know of other states with similar laws?
I don't know if there's similar bans, but I know, for instance, here in Illinois, Chicago schools, they basically ended their relationship with police, the Chicago police following George Floyd. And so, it was a move that was obviously political.
Mm-hmm.
When issues happen and emergencies happen, it just means that officers, it's going to take them a lot longer to respond. And, we've seen that in several cities across the country.
Yeah. A trickle-down effect, for sure. Jeff, really great coverage on this one. We appreciate your time.
You bet.
That's Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso joining us here on WoWo. Over 40 police departments, I cannot believe that, withdrew their officers from school when this ban went into effect. Sounds like it is going to be reversed, obviously, there in Minnesota. We'll keep our eyes and ears peeled for that one, and if it does have trickle effects in other states as well.
Podcasts by Federated Media.